He spent decades in federal service on both the financial management and program sides. Now the VA's Ron Walters has been named a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. The acting principal deputy undersecretary of Veterans Affairs is now overseeing the department's memorial and cemetery activities.
I've always been interested in government service. Several family members spent their careers in the federal government, so I was inspired from a very early age.
Your career seems marked by some of the jobs that are really tough in government, like overseeing construction, overseeing budget preparations, the nuts and bolts of government that few people touch to the degree that you have.
My federal career focused really on two departments. It was here at the Department of Veterans Affairs that I spent most of my time in a variety of positions in the Central Budget Office, which really gave me a unique vantage point to learn about all of the programs within VA, from healthcare to benefits delivery to memorial affairs, support functions. And then I worked for the Office of Personnel Management as the director of their Budget and Performance Office. And the budget field has been very challenging, but also very rewarding. I can think really of no better place to be if you're, trying to learn programs and understand how those programs operate, because obviously the budget and the funding is the fuel for those activities.
Now, in the federal government, they have basically cash accounting and year-by-year budgeting, which, compared to some corporate systems, seems pretty simple. Why do federal agencies have trouble budgeting? What have you learned over the years here?
I think there's probably a number of reasons why the federal budget does not operate like the private industry budget would operate. We're planning our budget some 18 months in advance of the start of a fiscal year. So obviously a number of things can happen between the time a budget is planned to when a budget is actually appropriated that can change those circumstances. There's not as much flexibility within federal budgeting as what you would have in the private sector. For example, you can't necessarily move money around accounts as situations change without certain authorities or approvals that are necessary. We have, continuing resolutions which cloud the certainty of the amount of money that we would receive in a given year or when we're going to receive it or if we're going to receive it at all. So I think there are a number of challenges that require, very innovative thinking and flexibility in the federal arena that you don't necessarily experience in the private sector.
And let's talk about the VA experience for a moment. As you mentioned, you've been there in many different positions in different areas throughout the VA. And, in the past year, past couple of years, it's almost as if there have been two Veterans Affairs departments, the one with scandal after scandal and the one where thousands of veterans go and get great care and some of the top medical procedures and developments throughout the world are occurring. What's it like to try to reconcile those two things, this sort of tattered public image that has been the case versus what people know is the good side of VA?
Sure. Well, there are certainly have been a number of reports focusing on the need for improvement within the VA, and understandably so. But what I think we need to focus on now is the way forward and how we're improving. And as you mentioned, a number of the very good things that are happening at the VA. We have over 300,000 employees within the VA, extremely dedicated public servants that are there to serve veterans and their families. Although I do not work in the healthcare side of the house, I'm certainly aware that we have a number of Nobel Prize winning doctors. We have complex and intricate surgeries that occur every day. Lives are being saved. So there's a number of very, very important things that are happening throughout the VA. I know that, we've brought on more doctors and nurses, creating more medical space. We've increased staff by more than 14,000 doctors, nurses, psychiatrists, psychologists. Our disability claims are getting processed faster. I do think we are moving in the right direction. The new way of doing business is called MyVA, and the goal is to provide a seamless veteran experience across the organization and the country. And this was an ongoing effort that was started under Secretary McDonald. It requires you know, a commitment to our department's values, referred to as ICARE, which stands for, you know, integrity, commitment, advocacy, respect, and excellence.
We're speaking with Ronald Walters, Interim Undersecretary for Memorial Affairs at VA. And yeah, tell us what's some of the developments going on at Memorial Affairs, which people don't, it's one of the smaller pieces of VA that people don't think about as much until the time comes.
Yeah, correct. Well, the National Cemetery Administration is one of three administrations within the Department of Veterans Affairs, the other two being the Veterans Health Administration and the Veterans Benefits Administration. As the interim undersecretary, I'm responsible for the operation and maintenance of 134 VA National Cemeteries across the country, as well as Puerto Rico, in which we buried about 130,000 veterans and family members last year. I'm also responsible for providing headstones and markers and something referred to as a presidential memorial certificate, which are certificates signed by the president recognizing the service of a veteran, and which is sent to the families and friends upon the veteran's death. Last year, we provided about 365,000 headstones and markers to government and private cemeteries around the world, and about 660,000 certificates, these presidential memorial certificates, to families and friends of deceased veterans. Right now at NCA, which is the acronym for National Cemetery Administration, we are in the midst of the largest expansion of the system since the Civil War. Starting in 2011, we implemented new policies and criteria to build new national cemeteries, and we're in the process of constructing 18 new national cemeteries, including a couple of them in remote areas of the country and in certain urban areas that will provide additional burial access. In fact, we just dedicated one new national cemetery last Friday in Cape Canaveral, Florida. And when all the cemeteries are built, we will provide convenient burial access to 95% of the veteran population. We define convenient access as having a burial option within 75 miles of where a veteran lives. We'll provide 95% of the veteran population with that convenient access, and that's over 20 million veterans and their families. Another important thing that I just wanted to mention is that we're working to stand up a new Veterans Legacy Program as an extension of VA's memorialization activities. We have over 3 million grave sites throughout our system, and the veterans that are buried in those graves have a story to tell. And through the Legacy Initiative, we plan to share our historic resources and veteran stories with students, the academic community, and the general public. We have many notable burials in our cemeteries and some of the oldest monuments and memorials in the country. So we're very much looking forward to standing up this educational program, working with high schools, middle schools, universities, as well as other federal partners.
Now that you're a fellow, what do you hope to work on through the National Academy of Public Administration?
Initially, I think I'll be doing a lot of listening and observing. It's a bit daunting to be in the company of so many accomplished people, and it's a great honor to be a Napa Fellow. One of the hallmarks of the National Cemetery Administration is its outstanding record of customer service, which I hope to perhaps share some of the lessons learned and how we achieved our high customer service rankings with the Napa organization, because I think it's something that government as a whole needs to work harder to achieve. And in fact, it is, one of the themes of the organization, I guess, for this year. The National Cemetery System has routinely participated in, for example, the American Customer Satisfaction Index. The National Cemetery Administration received the highest score ever received in the history of the index.
Ron Walters is Acting Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs and a new fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. Share this interview with your colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.